The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation is calling for the government to reverse its decision on mask wearing on indoor, in-indoor and crowded settings. It's no longer mandatory to wear them in such places. Almost 64,000 cases of COVID have been reported in the 4 days since St. Patrick's Day. That doesn't include anyone who caught the virus on March 17th itself. Well, we are joined now by the General Secretary of the INMO, Phil Nihay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why do you want mandatory mask wearing again in certain places?
Well, I think the numbers speak for themselves, and the increase has put, the hospitals are always under pressure after bank holidays, but our members are reporting to us that the level of COVID is very, very high, that puts additional pressure on an already very, very busy, overcrowded system. And this is leading to a lot of unsafe practices now. I had an email last evening at just after 10:30 from a nurse who was after coming home from duty. She said that the manner in which they are trying to care for people in our acute hospitals, and she works in one of the busy acute hospitals, is tantamount to being very, very unsafe. She has said they've raised it locally. There is a tremendous pressure now to find spaces for our patients, and that is leading to decisions being made that are simply unsafe.
So when it comes to mask wearing again, are you talking about pubs and the like?
What we're saying is that anywhere where people are congregating in an indoor environment, we see this morning that the ESRI have issued some research which says that about 2/3 of people now comply. When you leave it to people themselves, in other words, there is good compliance, but it needs to be higher. It needs to be higher because our hospitals are not, unfortunately, do not have the capacity for any little increase in attendance. So when there is a small increase in the community, when that translates to hospital admissions, the hospitals simply do not cope, and that then translates to unsafe care. And as the nurse that sent me the email last night said, these are our parents, these are our relatives, and we are managing, but we are getting to a point where this is unsafe care and nobody can stand over that.
Well, how many are on trolleys? How many don't have a bed at the moment?
570 yesterday, which is extraordinary. That's like one full acute hospital in the country at the moment of people admitted, sick enough to be admitted to hospital, but no beds available.
And how do you believe then reintroducing mandatory mask wearing would impact on that?
I think we have to look at anything that will assist right now. I think mandatory mask wearing is one of the issues. I think the HSE have to make a call, and they have to say right now we cannot continue with elective care. We just can't, because we don't have enough room in our hospitals. And the practice of nursing people with COVID, with an airborne infectious disease, with those who don't, is very, very dangerous. We saw the hospital-acquired infection from COVID increase significantly over the past number of weeks, even in between week 9 and week 10. It's gone up from 129 cases to 183. That's a rapid increase. So our hospitals are becoming reservoirs for COVID, and of itself being admitted to hospital now is a danger.
And you're worried about poor ventilation in some hospitals as well?
Well, there's absolutely a huge problem with ventilation in hospitals, not in some, in all. And we don't have any evidence from the HSE that measures are being taken to correct this. When you have an airborne infection, you must have complete and utter attention to air hygiene in order to ensure that windows can be opened, that the air of itself is being measured. What we know is we have overcrowded hospitals, we have patient areas on wards that should have 4 patients now having 6 in some instances without the proper facilities, but with very dangerous higher than safe levels of occupancy always leads to cross infection, and this simply cannot continue.
And just finally, back in January, the €1,000 tax-free payment was announced for all healthcare workers who worked on the front line in the pandemic. Have any of your members got that yet?
No, the government announced it, and the HSE and the Department of Health then engaged with us. We had a further meeting yesterday that was adjourned late last evening, and we are meeting again on Wednesday. And we said to the HSE and the Department of Health that this was a very good news story for those that have been working very hard, and potentially with the caveats they're now introducing and the difficulties they're introducing, that we've sought to remove, it could turn into the opposite. So we've urged them to come to the table next Wednesday, tomorrow, with a focus on making sure that the good news story that was announced is translated into reality.
OK, thank you very much, General Secretary of the INMO, Phil Nihay. It's 7:30 now on Morning Ireland, and Brian is here with a news update.